My name is Lacey White, and I'm a psychology-based branding strategist. I harness the power of subconscious psychological triggers to create brands that attract your dream clients. You deserve a perfectly aligned brand, and I'm here to make it happen.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Psychology-Based Branding with Lacey. I am going to be rebranding this podcast and I'm really excited about it. Not much of the content is going to change. I'm still going to bring you super valuable information about branding and how to go about branding yourself in a way that psychologically attracts your ideal client. But I'm going to be broadening my scope to incorporate the $1 billion brand. For those of you who don't know, I established the $1 billion brand a little over a year ago and have been slowly transitioning my business to the $1 billion brand platform. My website is up and running at thebilliondollarbrand.com, and that's the $1 billion brand, THA, billiondollarbrand.com. If you guys want to check that out. But essentially, I'm moving towards offering more than just the graphic design, web design, and the brand identity creation. And I'm also incorporating some coaching programs in the mix to give kind of this one-stop shop feel for all things branding and the maintenance of your brand on a regular basis. And I also last year got certified as a life coach. So I will be offering some life coaching as well. And I'm super excited about that because whether it's on a business level or on a personal level, everybody should want to live their $1 billion life and have that $1 billion brand. And my goal is to help people to do that and to transform the lives of individuals, businesses, and entrepreneurs so that they have that $1 billion life and that $1 billion brand and that $1 billion business. So I'm going to be changing the name of this podcast to the $1 billion brand, and we're still going to get into it, but we're going to incorporate a little bit more into the podcast and talk about some broader subjects that involve the coaching aspect as well. And I really look forward to bringing you guys that value. On today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about how to position yourself as the expert in your industry as an entrepreneur or business owner. And I've got some really good stuff coming for you guys. But before I tell you all about that, I want to let you guys know that I'm currently running a special on my branding, website, and coaching packages. So I am doing half off on every single one of my packages in honor of the Gemini season. I know Gemini season is coming to an end, but I will be offering these packages at least for the next couple of weeks. So if you're interested, if you know you need to get branded, if you know you need a website, or if you're interested in getting some coaching to propel you to the next level in your life or in your business, then hit me up. Now is the time because these offers won't be going forever. I really only plan on doing this for the next couple of weeks. So head over to my website at thebilliondollarbrand.com to schedule a free 30-minute consult and we can talk about working together. All right, let's jump into it. How do you position yourself as the expert in your industry? How do you position your brand as a brand that exudes that expert quality when somebody looks at your content and they feel like, wow, this brand is really trustworthy. This company really knows what they're doing. This entrepreneur really knows what they're doing. I'm going to trust them with my business and my money and whatever it is they're selling, I'm going to know that I'm going to be taken care of. Firstly, you want to have a clear and consistent brand identity. So what that means is you want to make sure you have a brand style guide. Every single one of my branding packages, I create a brand style guide for my clients because that is the foundation of the brand. And it is all detailed and spelled out as to what your brand's colors are down to the hex code. So you're not using different shades and different colors on, you know, your throughout your different marketing materials or your different platforms. It also contains a color psychology breakdown of each and every one of your colors. So you make sure that your brand is psychologically attracting the people that you want to attract. How do those colors make your audience feel? So I include a psychological breakdown of those colors. I also include all of your brand fonts. You want to make sure that you're consistent with your brand fonts through all of your marketing materials, whether that be on social media, on your website, on your business card, or wherever else. If you're running ads online, if you're handing out flyers, if you're doing print materials, whatever you're doing, you want to make sure that the brand font and the brand colors are consistent throughout all of that. Also, you want to stay away from consistently rebranding. So if you are going 4 to 6 months with one logo in a certain set of colors, and every 4 to 6 months you feel like you have to rebrand or go in a different direction with your brand visually, that's not going to be a good look because your brand's not going to be memorable. So you want to make sure that when you decide to brand yourself or your business, that you really put thought into that and that you really create those images that you're going to want to stick with and that you're sure about. Temporary branding is okay. A lot of times people will just put up something temporarily that's super basic, that's text-based. And, you know, if you're not ready to establish that brand identity yet, but you just want to get something out there, something's better than nothing. But I'm talking like a full-on rebrand every few months. That's going to confuse your audience, and that's going to make people not trust your brand because you don't have a consistent brand identity. Number two, be consistent in your messaging. You'll notice with my brand, I consistently use the word psychology-based branding and psychology-based branding expert. So if I'm going around one day saying I'm a psychology-based branding expert, and the next day I'm going around saying, oh, I'm a graphic designer, and then the next day I'm going around saying I'm a web designer, and then the next day I'm going around and saying, oh, I'm a psychology-based web designer, or I'm a psychology-based graphic designer, it's confusing. It's confusing. So I stick to the same messaging over and over again, and it's going to be messaging that has those words that are going to pull people in. And the words for my brand that really pull people in is psychology-based branding, because people know what branding is and people know what psychology is. So when you put those two things together, it's an intrigue factor that makes people think like, well, what kind of psychology is she using when she's branding someone, when she's creating a brand identity? You want to make sure that the words that you're using are going to be words that psychologically trigger intrigue and people to want to learn more. So once I get them to the point where they want to learn more, then I will break down for them. Yeah, I can do web design as well. I am a graphic designer. It's all encompassing. That is a big one because I see so many variations and so many brands that are confused with their messaging and don't remain consistent with their messaging. And that's really hindering the brand itself. And it's taking away from the credibility of the brand. It makes it seem like the brand is confused about what they actually do. Okay, number three, use attractive language. And I talked a little bit about that with the psychology-based branding verbiage that I use. But as an example, you'll want to use positive language versus what's wrong. For example, if I say, I help you achieve a transformation in XYZ area, as opposed to saying, I help you get rid of stress. I help you get rid of annoying things in your business, or I help you get rid of bad branding. Like, those are things that leave a negative connotation psychologically in the brains of your audience. So you want to tell them the impact that you're going to have in a positive way, and what, instead of focusing on the negative attributes that exist that you're going to try and tackle. And also, you want to appear as a problem solver, but you want to be a positive problem solver. You don't want to say, I solve this problem. You want to say, I do XYZ, and make it clear in explaining what it is that you actually do, that it's going to solve a problem, without saying, I'm solving this problem, without naming the problem. It's kind of like, tell me you're going to solve a problem without telling me you're going to, without telling me you're going to solve a problem. That's an important one too, because it falls again into the positive language versus negative language. And that's how you're going to position yourself as the expert, by focusing on the positive things that you do and the value that you bring, as opposed to the problem that the client has. Number four, you want to be helpful and offer your knowledge. And you want to offer your knowledge on a regular basis. And this can be done in various ways. So you can do this on a podcast, offer your knowledge, give people a little bit of your wisdom. When they hear you speak, and you're really passionate about what you're talking about, and you're just dropping all of this knowledge, they're like, wow, that person really knows their stuff. I need to work with them. You can also do this in Facebook groups. I do this all the time in Facebook groups. So I go into Facebook groups, and I'm a part of a lot of different groups that are entrepreneurial and business related. I'm in real estate as well, so I'm a part of a lot of real estate groups. And whenever people have questions like, I'm struggling with this, that, and the other, does anybody have any experience on how to tackle this? Have you dealt with it before? Yada, yada, yada. And if it is something in my wheelhouse, I'm responding and I'm letting them know what I would do in that situation. Or if I've been through that situation, I'm letting them know what I did to overcome that objection or overcome that circumstance. And I'm giving them valuable information right on the spot. They don't have to work with me, but I guarantee you they'll remember me. And when they think about wanting to hire someone to help get them out of that tough spot, they're going to think about you, because you're the one who showed up and gave them valuable information and told them how you did it. You don't necessarily have to give away the kitchen sink. You want to leave some things for them to want to reach back out to you. So, for instance, if somebody has an issue, like let's say with their branding, and they say something like, my brand's all over the place. I'm not quite sure what colors I should be using, or like how I even should get started. Like, has anybody had this issue? And what did you do? Then I would chime in and say, well, the first thing I did was create a brand style guide and define what my brand should look like. And then every time I go to create materials, I can then refer back to my brand style guide, and I know exactly how my brand should look and feel and what I should incorporate in those materials. So I'm giving them essentially create a brand style guide, but then what do they have to do? They have to turn around and they have to Google, like, what is a brand style guide and how do I create one? And then they go down a rabbit hole of finding out that all of this stuff is very involved and somewhat difficult, and they likely don't have time for it. So then they come back and say, well, this girl gave this excellent information and it sounds like she knows how to do it. So let me just reach out to her and see if maybe she can help me out with this, because this is all very overwhelming. And I know I need a brand style guide, but I really don't think that I'm capable, or I don't want to take the time to do it. So, boom, You didn't give away the kitchen sink. You gave some great advice. You provided a shit ton of value. And now you've got somebody wanting to reach back out to you because of the valuable information that you've provided. So in a nutshell, the takeaways here are be consistent, use positive language, and be helpful. That's it. That's really it. Just be helpful. Like, just be consistent, be helpful, and use positive language. And it's that simple, you guys. And if you guys are having trouble with trying to figure out how to incorporate some of this stuff into your brand, I'm here to help. You can hit me up through my website, thebilliondollarbrand.com. That's thabilliondollarbrand.com. You can find me on Instagram at thebilliondollarbrandcoach. Again, thabilliondollarbrandcoach. And you can DM me. I am always so excited to hear from you guys, and I really just want to help you guys position yourself as the expert in your industry. And I believe that anybody can do this successfully. Well, it's been so great getting back on the podcast, you guys. I missed you guys so much, and I'm really going to try hard to drop an episode every week, especially now that I'm not at my corporate job anymore. I am going full force on this podcast. And I'm so excited because I'm actually going to be co-hosting another podcast here pretty soon with one of my good friends, and it's going to be called Go Ahead Ma. It's going to be all about women empowerment, all things motherhood, womanhood, female entrepreneurship, and just diving into what it means to be a woman and how to live a successful, productive life as a woman that you completely love. We're going to incorporate some spirituality in there too. So I'm really, really excited about that. And when it drops, I'll let you guys know so you can go ahead and listen. But it's been really, really good getting on the pod, and can't wait for the next episode.
If you've received any value from today's episode, please share it on your social media and tag me. I love connecting with you guys. Need to get branded and don't know where to start? Head over to my website and schedule a free 30-minute consult. Let's chat and see if we're a good fit to work together.